Second Perach of Taras, sixth Mishnah.
Mishnah Sheni Shemachulin Metame Mashki Chulin Poisel Oichli Truma. Sheni Shemachul means something, one food that touched Nava Tuma, the first food becomes a Rishon, that touches another food and becomes a Sheni. Something that's a Sheni touches Mashkim, liquids that are Makabal Tuma, so they become a Rishon. If it touches truma, then it makes that into a shlishi, which passes it. But if it touches chulin, solid foods, it's not metamed. Shlishi shebe truma, which is a shlishi, metame mashke kodesh, will convert mashke kodesh into being a rishon l'tuma. Poitz alochli kodesh, and kodesh in avos hakohen, if it touches this, it will become tamei. That which we say that truma, which is a shlishi, which touches kodesh, makes a kodesh a revi, and that revi won't make a chamishi, because a revi doesn't make a chamishi of a kodesh. It's only possible, it's not matam or something else. That's only when the truma itself was watched over al tayrus a kodesh, that it should have a status of tayra like kodesh. Therefore, in respect to kodesh, the shlishi, and the kodesh becomes a revi. But if this truma was only watched over in respect to truma and not in respect to kodeshim, then in respect to kodeshim, we treat it as if it's a rishon. And mele, it's going to tama shnayim apoyis alechel. It's going to pasel if it touches truma. Hey, if it touches kodesh, then the thing that touches it and the thing that touches that are all going to be tamei. Even the third thing is going to be tamei, because we treat it as a rishon in respect to kodesh, even though it really technically is a shlishi.